We knew even before that, though, Gren said. Rog had been helping Dunonoi in the forge. Oh, he was there when the old bear brought him the burnt blade. The sword, Matt insisted. The others took up the chant. The sword! The sword! The sword! John unsheathed Longclaw and showed it to them, turning it this way and that so they could admire it. The bastard blade glittered in the pale sunlight, dark and deadly. Valyrian steel, he declared solemnly, trying to sound as if pleased and proud as he ought to have felt. I heard of a man who had a razor made of Valyrian steel, declared Toad. He cut his head off trying to shave. Pip grinned. The Night's Watch is thousands of years old, he said, but I'll wager Lord Snow's the first brother ever honoured for burning down the Lord Commander's tower. The others laughed, and even John had to smile. The fire had started had not, in truth, burned down that formidable stone tower, but it had done a fair job of gutting the interior of the top two floors, where the old bear had his chambers. No one seemed to mind that very much, since it had also destroyed Uther's murderous corpse. The other wight, the one-handed thing that had once been a ranger named Jafer Flowers, had also been destroyed, cut near to pieces by a dozen swords, but not before it had slain Sir Jeremy Riker and four other men.